For several years, the Community Arts Network has collaborated with 10 elders in Perth to record their personal stories and contribution to real and lasting change in our state. Spanning short film, photography and podcasting, the series offers a powerful and poignant account of the respected elders who have shaped Boorloo. And joining us now to chat about Ngaluk Wani's The Elders Legacy Project is executive producer Yamaji woman Michelle White. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Mary. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to yarn with you about these Murijbuddiyas.
Oh, well, I had the most enjoyable time watching the film that you made, the film component yesterday. It's really quite extraordinary storytelling.
Oh, it is. We're so incredibly proud of it. It's screening on iView at the moment, which we're rapt about, because when we set out to do this project, one of the things the elders really wanted was for it to get out there, to actually sort of, to get a broadcast outcome to reach as many people as they could. And of course, the film was produced by an award-winning local filmmaker, Poppy Vanwood Granger, in collaboration with an incredible local Noongar artist, Ian Mooper Wilkes. So they co-directed and wrote the film, and Ian, of course, also narrates it.
I love the part of the story that you told me about bringing all of this together was that when the elders actually were offered the opportunity to do podcasting or film or photography, they said, yes, please.
Yeah, yes, please. We'll have all of that. Yeah, I went in there thinking seriously. I was like, we can do one of these things. And they were like, oh, no, we'll have all of it. So it's been 3 years in the making. And, of course, we started this just when the pandemic hit. And so it's been challenging, but we're so relieved to have finally been able to deliver what we promised them that we'd be able to do 3 years ago.
And Michelle, this is your brainchild, essentially. Why did it mean so much to you to be able to create this project and deliver it?
Yeah, a couple of reasons. One of them is a very personal one, in that I've worked in the media for years, and my mum was stolen generation. And had many of the life experiences that these elders have talked about in this story project. I always wanted to do her story because she was such a wicked yarn spinner. Hmm. And she had this talent as well. Like she went through some real adversity in her life, but she had a skill for like telling these yarns almost in a funny way. She'd always find a light way to tell you something. And I never got around to recording the stories, and I will regret it to the end of days, and I never actually got to sit down with her and honour her story and preserve her story like I've done with these elders. So when I met these 10 elders through the Reconciliation Action Plan group at the City of Perth, and I was listening to them get up and spin these yarns, pretty much they'd have an agenda at the City of Perth, and it would just get hijacked because they'd all just stand up and just tell from the heart what, you know, they'd been through and why they were there and why that meant we had to make these changes across the city. And I was just sitting there shaking my head going, is anyone recording this? This is absolute gold. And, so we had a yarn to the elders, asked them if they'd be on board for it. Yep, they were absolutely on board. And, then through Community Arts Network, we set about trying to find the funding and pulling together a team. It was really important as well that we pulled together a team of, where possible, Indigenous, Aboriginal key creatives. And it is predominantly an Aboriginal run and delivered project. And where we didn't have someone who had the right skill set who was available, we made sure that we also got a mentor position in there so that there would be skills transference. And, so layers to it, you know, recording the stories but also sort of empowering our own mob to basically, you know, have the skills to be able to record our own history.
Yeah. So I was interested to know how the group of elders came about. So it was actually just the elders who were involved in that Reconciliation Plan group?
Yeah, and, you know, we get asked that all the time because others are like, oh, there's so many elders out there who have worthy stories and should be getting recorded as well. And we 100% agree. But it was just purely because these elders were already meeting regularly through the City of Perth, and I was on the rap group, that I was able to basically catch up with them regularly and discuss this project. And we went into it thinking like maybe we'd use this as a bit of a pilot, see if it worked and if it, you know, was successful, like in successful in that the elders felt that the journey was worth it, because we worked in partnership with them through all of this. Like they were co-producers. And if they were proud of the end product, then we thought, we will absolutely open up in an expression of interest to see if other elders or other family members want to nominate an elder in their family if they also want to have their story preserved. Look, I'm not sure we'll do all three again. That really broke us trying to do all three during a pandemic. But definitely the podcast, the sitting down and having a conversation, that was absolutely beautiful. Mm. We had Phil Wally Stack, who your listeners might know as an incredible singer-songwriter here in Perth, incredible performer, and also an excellent yarn spinner, good storyteller. So he sat down with the elders and did like a conversation series of podcasts with them.
Oh, there's so much to dip into. 25 to 8 is the time you're listening to RTRFM 92.1. Mary Faton in the chair. And I'm chatting with Michelle White, who is the executive producer of the Elders Legacy Project. It's called Nyalak Wani, and it's been launched in the middle of Reconciliation Week. Michelle, I was curious about, even with all of the attention that you paid to making sure that all aspects of this storytelling were really satisfactory to the elders, what did you kind of lose sleep over in delivering this?
Oh, lots of lost sleep. I literally, after the launch, I've just been sleeping, not catching up on it. But it's the responsibility, I suppose, of making sure that we did justice to their stories, because the stories are very, very diverse between all of the elders, and making sure that, that we honoured it, that we actually did it justice, that they were proud of how we'd packaged their stories in the end, and the book. I suppose the book, for me, we picked it up from the printers the day of the launch.
Which was last Friday?
On Friday, picked it up, went straight to the launch with all these books. Wow. And they'd seen drafts of it and approved the text and photos, sort of in photocopy. But it was just like, oh my goodness, I just hope they look at this book and love it as much as what the team at Cam, because, the designers and the team behind us at Cam absolutely poured their heart and soul into this as well. Mm. It was a bit nerve-wracking handing it over, but the response from them was such a relief, and I was so happy with it. And we actually did like a social impact assessment with them early on in the project to say, what do you want to achieve from this? And they wanted something that they thought could go into schools and that could educate, that could be useful for the next generation. So we had to try and make sure the content was fit for purpose for that as well.
Yeah, fair enough too. Now, when you had the launch, you had some incredible banners with some of that photography and some quotes from the elders, which was just on display for the launch. But are you going to be able to bring this to the public in any way?
Yeah, look, we really hope to. When we had a yarn to the elders about that, saying, what if we had the opportunity to do an exhibition? And they were like, we're up for that as well. We did like a bit of a trial. Also, we had the launch in Studio 61 at the ABC. The ABC generously hosted the launch for us. But it's this cavernous, massive studio soundstage. Like, it's huge. So they had these big plinths. So we made 2-metre-high posters of each elder with a quote, to basically honour them in that space. It looked fantastic, but it gave us a sense of what it would look like as well if we did do an exhibition. So, we are really hopeful. We're speaking to the City of Perth and, we're talking to a few key organisations around town to float this idea and see if we can do something for NAIDOC Week, because it would be really launched, obviously, in Reconciliation Week, but it would be really lovely if we could also honour them again during NAIDOC Week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, very much so. I mean, NAIDOC Week is so much more focused just on Aboriginal people rather than the reconciliation aspect of this week as well. So I wanted to ask you, I know that a couple of the elders have sadly passed away since this project was recorded. And obviously we know, in a general sense that there are sensitivities around that. So how have you navigated that?
Yeah, look, and we were very mindful of that because the elders who did pass away were ill when we were doing this, and a lot of the delays was around we'd set up to do something and then they'd go into hospital and we wouldn't be able to do the recordings. And it was really, really important that we got their consent, that they went into this project wanting their legacy preserved and heard. So we had their permission and their blessing. And both elders were like, so we wanted to make sure that we had the right protocol. There are really strong reactions to this. Some people don't want to hear or see the voices of deceased, and then you have other individuals and families who want their legacy to live on. So in this case, all of the elders who consented to be a part of this project went into it as a legacy project, and they did it knowing and wanting their voices, their stories and their images to go on beyond them, because they want to make sure that future generations understand their story. They have the full history. Like, you know, it's a history that's there, but it's often hidden in the shadows, or it's a, you know, it's a sidebar to the history, you know what I mean? And they wanted to put it front and centre and go, this is our story. And if you're talking about reconciliation and the theme this year, Be Brave, Make Change, all of these elders were so brave in sharing their stories, because, you know, there's a lot of trauma there, and they're survivors and they're warriors. And, you know, it's painful having to relive some of the stuff that they went through, but they do it because they're generous. And they know that unless people hear these stories, they won't get the empathy and they won't understand why we have, you know, what Reconciliation Week is all about and why we actually need to acknowledge this painful past before we can all move forward.
Mm. Michelle, before we go, how can people engage with Nalukwani this week?
Oh, and we'd love them to. Have a listen to all of it or watch the content. Share as wide and far as you possibly can. The film's on iView. It's also on the ABC's YouTube channel. You can find all of it through Cairns website, cairns.org.au. The podcasts are all, we've just put them on all of the streaming services, the podcast services, and also the ABC Listen app. And the book, we did hundreds of copies, but most of them have gone from the launch. So we've put up a PDF copy on our website. So if people want to have a look at the beautiful stories and the images that were photographed by Noongar photographer Cole Baxter, you can jump on the website again, cairns.org.au, and it's all there and you can check it all out. And, yeah, we'd love people to enjoy it, share it and appreciate it.
Michelle, most sincere congratulations on completing this. It really is so beautiful and so precious, and I hope it expands even further. And I hope it goes really well as it goes out into the world this week.
Oh, thank you so much. And it really has been the most precious thing I've ever done. It's been a passion project, and yeah, my heart and soul went into it. And yeah, my heart is full now that it's launched and it's out there.
Yeah. Thanks, Michelle, so much. Have a beautiful day.
Thanks, you too.